Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. It's Monday, so we are talking about practical Christianity. If you've got a question, feel free to give us a call about this particular topic. We've been talking about red flags and recognizing them. And if you just want to talk about anything else that's going on right now, feel free. We also have our feedback and question and answer sessions on Saturday. So if you have something you'd like to go into in depth in, call us then or contact me at nc.diane@gmail.com, or I've got plenty of contact numbers. They all end up the same place. You can also contact me at diane@wecanprepare.org. And that's the blog. If you want to go over and check out some articles and read some more about what we're teaching about, if you have any questions or comments you want to leave there for not just me but anybody in the community, it's at wecanprepare.org. So we've been, and if you want to call in, the number is 718-664-6988. We'd be happy to take your call in live. Also, if you, we also are going to be getting our PayPal set up. So if you want to order the books, that basically we're expanding a lot of the original content that we've put out there in newsletters. We've been putting out newsletters for quite a few years and developed quite a number of listeners and students that are getting pretty good at some of what we've been teaching. A lot of what we've been teaching is different. We present information differently than a lot of other ministries, just in the sense of our goal is not to reach a level of activity or involvement, but instead to present information that will help you as an individual to learn how to learn from God directly. And that involves our three main focuses, which are getting healed, overcoming our flesh, and learning to know God, which starts with being able to hear His voice and distinguish His voice from all others. A lot of times we think that that leaves us open to deception, trying to hear God and relying on His voice alone. And yet when we step back and think about that, if God is a person and He can speak for Himself, which if He's real, He can speak to us, how real do we really think He is? If He's real and can communicate with us and speak to us directly, how much less likely are we to be deceived depending on Him than to depend on the teachings of others, or even on our interpretation of a book? How much more likely are we to be on solid ground depending on hearing God's voice directly than on any other source? So that's one of our focuses, and we're the series Knowing God is on Thursday mornings. On Tuesdays, we talk about getting healed. And on Mondays, we talk about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? Where we go over some basics. One of the problems we have is that we, in order to avoid misunderstanding, we also avoid religious jargon. There are times that we will spend some time talking about clarifying what some of the jargon, what some of the colloquialisms, what some of the commonly used terms that can be confusing as far as meaning, we try to clarify some of those terms. We have a tendency, we all do, have a tendency to hide behind words or use words to achieve our own ends. And yet, you know, we, for instance, look at in the U.S., in the United States, a huge percentage of people believe in God. But when you really start nailing them down as to what they believe, there's going to be a huge range of what they mean by that. And that's true in any poll. Unless you really get specific about what you mean, which is really hard to do in any poll, in any question and answers, you're not going to get a valid or totally accurate response. So we end up with words that, you know, 100 people in the room, and you're going to end up with 1,000 definitions. And that brings us to our last specific red flag, to recognize manipulation. And again, it's our response where we're not going to be able to, in our own strength, be able to identify all red flags on our own. And fortunately, God isn't holding us to that. He's not giving us a list of red flags and saying, okay, memorize these, and when these come up, this is how to respond. More, these are a list of examples to give you an idea about what red flags look like, what they sound like, what they feel like, so that when you experience that, that uneasiness or that second thought that doesn't sound right, you know, or where'd they get that from? Or, you know, well, what does that mean? We won't feel like we're the odd man out. And this goes, again, back to being able to distinguish God's voice from all others. When we learn to hear his voice and test it, learn how to test it. That is so important. That gives us the confidence, and obviously God wants us to be able to hear his voice and speak clearly to us. And it's not a, God is not tricking us to try to make it as hard as possible for us to hear him. Instead, God's focus is on making himself as clear to us as possible. We often think that the reason we're not hearing him is we're lacking in knowledge, or we don't have a gift, or A, B, C, or D. And we often think that if we can just deal with that one issue, then we'll be able to hear him. And often that's just not true. Hearing him is an ongoing process, because he wants us to be able to hear him and recognize his voice in a variety of different ways. This is why a lot of times we'll feel like we're going through a dry patch. Because all of a sudden, maybe God isn't speaking to us the way he used to. And we think something's wrong, or maybe we should just sit and wait for him to come back. Well, sometimes he just wants to change the way he speaks to us. So to say, well, that's the way God speaks to me, and it's always worked, doesn't mean that's going to work today. He's the God. He gets to determine how he speaks to us. So, if that's the case, what do? We ask him, Lord, am I to find a new way to hear from you, to speak with you? Again, always, you know, use those yes and no questions. Then follow it up with, Lord, is that you? Or, Lord, am I supposed to just wait for you? Am I supposed to seek you or wait for you? And talk to him about these things. There will be times when he's silent, as far as our recognition is concerned. But we know that in our spirit, in your spirit, you are already, always, in complete and perfect communication with God. Spiritually speaking, you have absolutely no doubts about what he is saying to you, what his desires are for you. But that final red flag is basically overgeneralization. When what we're hearing or being taught or thinking is so general that there's nothing concrete we can conclude or do or respond to. Now, overgeneralization is generally something we come up with in our own thinking scripts. These are like sayings or cliches we've heard and we are following without really thinking about it. Just to give you a non-Christian, a non-spiritual example, well, I always voted this way and don't really think about it. You know, my parents voted this way, their parents voted this way. So this is the way to vote. And we don't question it. Well, that's the kind of thing where we have not taken our thoughts captive. We've not stopped and said, okay, now, thoughts, you come and stand at attention and let me look at you and evaluate you. You are not your thoughts. Your thoughts are something that are a part of your soul. And you are a spirit being. Part of your job is to bring your thoughts into alignment with the truth. Another script we might have is that if something's going wrong in our lives, we deserve it. Or if we just don't draw attention to ourselves, we'll be all right with God. Don't rock the boat. You know, so we generalize these cliches to fit our situation. You know, God blesses us when we give. So if we want a blessing, we give. Or sometimes we don't even think that much. It's just an encouragement. You know, this too shall pass. You know, rather than going to God and saying, okay, God, is there something I should be doing in this situation? Is there a change in thinking I need to address? The ultimate habit we want to develop is not just to recognize these red flags, but that our first response is to turn to God. When we think of God in our lives, we often think of it as a tug of war. That what we need and want out of God, we have to pull it out of Him. And what God wants out of us, He's in the process of pulling us and winning the war with our will or our mind or our emotions. And that's another one of those overgeneralizations where there are times when we do struggle, but it's not with God. It's with our flesh and our soul learning how to depend on God. So we've gone through quite a few different red flags. And we've gotten the idea about when something sounds funny, when it feels funny, when you aren't given anything specific to do. And basically, at any time, take it to God. So when we recognize that check from Him, how do we respond? We simply say, Lord, is this true? Now, sometimes things can be true, but it may not be something that God wants to talk to you about. We have a heart problem sometimes belonging to groups that, you know, God may have a purpose and a plan for that group, and He may even have you in that group. But He may not want you to be working on what they're working on. So we don't make assumptions about what His purposes and plans are for us at any given time. So what does this mean for me? Is this something you want me to be paying attention to? Lord, you also have me doing this over here. Do you want me to do this in addition or instead of? Or, you know, I'll only have X amount of time, 24 hours every day. How, you know, what do I need to make some adjustments? How do you want me to respond to this? How do you want me to treat this? What is a good test for this, Lord? What are you teaching me? What do I need to learn? And then he might just very well say, this is not for you right now. Don't worry about it. Then, as with everything, we say, Lord, is that you? And he confirms or explains, no, it's not. And then if it's not, we learn how to deal with that. This is what our life here on this earth mainly, at least for now, is going to be. Learning how to learn from him. God is faithful to answer these questions. And by faithful, that's one of those words, isn't it? He's faithful. Okay, we all know he is, but we all have our own idea about what that means. For our purposes, it means that God loves you. And God wants to talk to you. And when you ask him a question, he answers . When you engage in relationship with him, he is thrilled. It is his heart for you. His desire, his purpose for us, that we would come into union with him, spirit, soul, and body. So we don't have to be talking him into making himself clear. He wants to do that. He wants to be known by you. Now, he already knows you. Okay, so he's not on a learning curve, but we are. And he knows that. And he's not concerned about the rate of learning that you're on. Because in your spirit, you have already satisfied his need for a relationship with you. Okay? You're already one with him. You could say he's working now on tying up the loose ends in your soul and your body. How did they get loose? That was his decision too. So he is faithful. He desires and will answer these questions. He will often do so by bringing some circumstance to our mind. Or putting us in a circumstance that shows us how his teaching fits, how what he's showing you fits, giving you an example. He will teach you in whatever way is appropriate for you. And he will begin to show you by revealing his nature, your new nature, the difference between depending on him and all other approaches to knowing him. When we think we can know him according to our own set of beliefs, what we've been taught or what others are trying, there may be a measure of relationship. The ultimate relationship is asking God, God, teach me how to know you. Show me your ways. What do I need to know here? What higher honor, what higher respect can we show to anyone than to ask? Otherwise, what are we doing? We're assuming we know. Now, what kind of arrogance is that? You know, we do that to kids. We do that to one another. We assume we know what their answer is going to be. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that, especially with God. That's not what He's looking for. That's presumption. That's judging Him. Oh, I know what your answer is going to be. So the more we depend on Him for His leading and direction and teaching, the more rest we will enjoy, and peace and confidence, and the more flesh He will consume. It may not be always comfortable. It can be very uncomfortable to depend on Him. It throws us out of control. That's exactly what He wants. He wants yourself out of control. That gives Him opportunity to be in control. We often say that if you want to get along with God, stay out of His chair. But also, don't let anyone else sit in it either. You have only one authority in your life, spiritually speaking. Now, there may be times when you sense He doesn't respond. Start with the conclusion that this just wasn't for you. Don't get all concerned about it. I always say, well, okay, Lord, if you're not going to encourage me to do this, I'm going to conclude that this is not for me right now. If we tell Him that, and give Him an opportunity to respond, we're assuming that He is real and speaks to us, rather than the other way around, that He's so incapable of revealing Himself that He does want us to be going in a certain direction, but He is just unable to make that known to us. What does that say about Him? Now, if this keeps coming back up and up and up, it may be that there's interference that we need to deal with. But working with that red flag or that question, how does it leave you? Are you at peace? Are you at rest? Are you able to focus on what He does have for you, what you know to be doing? Or are you really worried about missing something, about not having all the information you need? Are you putting off making decisions rather than getting the information you need from Him? So sometimes if He doesn't respond, it may not be from Him. Like, Lord, you know, what's going on here? Is this for me? Sometimes He may just, you know, not respond. We are bombarded by so many messages from so many different sources. Sometimes that's all He would be doing is saying no, 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 no. So we have to recognize that there are times when He expects us to ask, but if we don't get a response, just recognize that instead He is going to start teaching us proactively. This is what I want you to be doing. Focus on this. Or the timing may not be right. Either way, He will bring to the forefront exactly what He wants you to be working on. So we'll be starting next week with looking at success. And what is, for Christians, what is success from a dependent grace standpoint? So thanks for tuning in. Have a great week, and we'll be getting back together again tomorrow morning at 7:30. See you then.